Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I miss the days when basketball was a contact sport, when not every single player was complaining about not getting a foul call.
LAPD was called.
LAPD was called.
OMG, and I don't even say that. I am so tired of seeing rookies complain about not getting a call.
You cannot be serious.
I remember when only captains were allowed to speak to officials, and now everybody does it. Can you just shut up and play basketball?
Cause your mama raised you better than that.
Have you lost your mind?
Open this up. Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thanks for tuning in. Our final show of the work week. I am drawing a blank right now. Can I tell you that I am? I'm feel like I have writer's block. Only it's for CBS Sports Minutes. I'm supposed to write one. In fact, I'm supposed to record one in the next half hour, and I don't know what to write about. I haven't decided. There isn't anything that strikes me. Maybe I'll write about yard work. No, I won't, because that would be unacceptable and then they wouldn't pay me for it. I don't actually know what to write about. I do not feel like writing about Aaron Rodgers. I do not feel like writing about Tim Tebow. Maybe I'll write about Damian Lillard, because I'm rooting for Damian Lillard in these playoffs. Well, I'm rooting for them to finally break through the Blazers, and it's partly because, actually, it's primarily because of him and how much he puts into it and how hard he takes it when they don't win. I want him to experience that in his career, because I admire him so much as a player and the way that he approaches the game. So maybe something else will strike me in the next 4 minutes or 5 minutes while I'm sitting here, because, you know, time is running out. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we have a poll up. Polls make it easy for you. If you're the GM of the Packers, how would you go about fixing the Aaron Rodgers situation? Because it definitely is a situation now. Would you trade him? Would you pay him? Would you wait him out and do nothing? That's my vote. Would you call Jeopardy? Offer to flip him to Jeopardy in exchange for maybe a few extra clues on the upcoming boards. Now, according to Rodgers, he would. Well, he wouldn't retire football to host Jeopardy, but he would take the Jeopardy permanent job if they offered it to him. So take our poll again on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page, too. We're glad to have you with us. Even if we're being goofy, and goofy is generally how I approach social media. I got to tell you, and maybe it's going to get me in trouble, but whatevs. When I saw people posting and reacting to the CDC guidelines that now indicate if you're fully vaccinated, you can remove your mask indoors unless mandated by whatever company or whatever business you happen to be frequenting. When I saw that recommendation from the CDC that now fully vaccinated people do not need to wear their masks. I tweeted, time to get back to hugging. Now, if you know me, and I know many of you don't actually know me personally, so maybe this is not fair, but if you know me, you know that I am a hugger and that I have not stopped hugging people, unless, of course, they don't want to be hugged, okay? So what's different about the pandemic is that I ask people, and sometimes people ask me, would you like, can I give you a hug? I don't say, would you like to be hugged? That's that's creepy. But I am family, friends, people at church, just, you know, in general, people I come in contact with where a hug would normally feel natural. So when we went back to teaching kiddos in person at church, you know, working with a bunch of different staff members, volunteers, and you kind of have to ask whether or not they're comfortable with that. And if they are, great. So I am not afraid of giving people hugs. Of course, I never stopped hugging my family when I was around them. I've got a group of friends that I've gotten together with either individually or as a group over the course of the pandemic, friends from church, friends in my neighborhood, whatever. So there are people I know who are fine hugging. And so I haven't stopped hugging, right? If that makes me a bad American in your eyes, well, I guess that I'll live with that. But I believe that as human beings, there needs to be balance and we need contact and we can't be isolated. And I do not think it's healthy to go for the rest of your life without hugging people. Yes, I do hug my dog, but that only makes up for so much. Anyway, so if you know me, you know that I have continued hugging over the course of the pandemic. So I posted, time to get back to hugging, of course, being sarcastic, because sarcasm is my love language, you know. And I was obviously being tongue-in-cheek. Again, if you know me, clearly, even though it's the year 2021, sarcasm still does not translate on Twitter. But I refuse to give up. It is a personal crusade of mine that someday sarcasm will be so evident on Twitter that you'll just be able to read it in my voice. We're not there yet. People took me seriously, asked me questions about hugging and all that jazz. So I'm glad to see that now at least we have the CDC's approval to go back to hugging. 855-212-4227. Like I said, before that, I was a bad American. 855-212-4CBS. Maybe a bad Italian girl, because I blame my genes. I blame my family ethnicity. Let's talk to Dan, who's in Greenville, South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours. Hey, Brian, you have to allow Dan to talk on the air. Hold on, Dan. That's not you. That's Brian, who decided, he was still deciding whether or not he wanted to allow you on the air. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Maybe he didn't like what I was going to say.
Oh, maybe. Maybe, because he did get a preview of it.
But I do believe I agree with him. They should have traded Rodgers this year. If you're worried about being the guy that traded Rodgers, you probably should have thought about that when you overreached and drafted his replacement early, and that was the only offensive player you drafted in a decade.
Oh, you mean for the 13-3 Green Bay Packers that hosted the NFC Championship? Oh, yeah. The general manager a crappy job putting that roster together.
No. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I think over a decade's time, I think it's at least 3 years they've reached and missed out on opportunity. There's two ways to go about attacking a football game. You've got one of the best quarterbacks ever. You do have an offense. What would be wrong with scoring two more field goals or possibly 10 more points a game to where you're trying to fix a defense to get you over the hump? Why not try to get the second receiver or that tight end an offensive weapon that would allow you not to get down and have to decide between a field goal and a
I don't know if we watched a different NFC championship, but did you see how many turnovers the defense produced in the second half? and how many times the Packers had opportunities and squandered them. I mean, that's not on the general manager. That's the same team that went 13-3 and won the top seed in the NFC. How do you blame that on the GM when all season long they went 13-3, they won their first playoff game, they had multiple opportunities in the NFC championship, and they played like crap? Can we not just say the group that was on the field played like crap, and it's not about what they did in the draft the year before that? Now, I will agree with you. They didn't need to draft Jordan Love. I feel like they could have used that draft pick in another place. Great. But it did not take away from what happened on the field. They had the top receiver in the NFL last year. They had as much offense as they were the best offensive team in the NFL last year. They had offense for days. So yeah, I don't think that argument holds water anymore. And honestly, I do not think it's up to the general manager of any franchise ever to draft or make decisions just to keep one guy happy. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I just think that's ridiculous. But Aaron Rodgers couldn't have it any better anywhere else in the NFL. He is treated like royalty in Green Bay. And for good reason, he's their MVP multiple times. They've had a nice run with him. But it's not on the general manager or the front office that they did not win that NFC championship. It's not on them. It's on the players who were on the field who did not take advantage of their opportunities. So I don't know. Again, I feel like it's so ridiculous to talk about trading the reigning MVP. Oh, I didn't boot you. I'm still talking.
Oh, not yet. I know. Sorry.
It's ridiculous to think about trading the reigning NFL MVP, especially right now, because teams are not in a position where they can give up a whole lot of assets for him anymore.
No, yeah. And again, everything you say, different conversation. I don't disagree with anything you said. But look at it this way. Well, and I have one quick comment about your Detroit Lions fan that called last segment. If you draft a wide receiver in the last 3 years, maybe now they've developed and you've got two legit wide receivers. How many teams have two really good wide receivers and an average quarterback? If you get two really good receivers, yes, that team played like crap. Maybe that offense scores another touchdown or a couple field goals and it's a different game.
Maybe it does. And maybe they don't go 13-3. Maybe they go 11-5 instead because their defense isn't as good. I mean, we can't go back and rewrite history. My point is that as bad as everyone thought that draft was, the team still was the top team in the NFC, and it was literally laid, like the red carpet was rolled out for them to get back to the Super Bowl. They had everything they needed, plus Tom Brady sucked in the second half of the NFC Championship, and they still couldn't take advantage. So yeah, Dan, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that you can just automatically assume that had they spent that pick on a receiver that somehow they would have won the Super Bowl. It's not fair to do that. They with the roster they had, they were the best team in the NFC, one of the best in the NFL, and they screwed up. They just screwed up.
True. I'm not saying, but any team can have one down game. And real quick, I just want to say that the guy that called in that was the Detroit Lions fan, supposedly, I would just say she's probably still listening. You should probably never start an argument by saying that Barry Sanders quit on your team. Barry Sanders carried your team. Barry Sanders chose to walk away from the game before his legs got blown out and he probably couldn't walk at 50. Like, just give the man a little bit of respect because he didn't quit on your team. He just refused to be part of another rebuild at his age. I just had a bone to pick with that comment.
All right, Dan.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to debate, you just let me know.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a great day in Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, it makes me want to bang my head against the wall and I know this is not Dan's entire point. He actually thinks that the Packers should have traded him last year if they were ready to move on from him. Clearly they weren't. What they were doing was looking for the next guy, similar to what now I know they moved up to trade him in the first round, but to draft him in the first round, but similar to what the Patriots were doing when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, they were looking for the next guy. A lot of teams do it. I get that it irked Aaron Rodgers, but their receiving corps was fine. They had the best offense in the NFL. How can you blame them losing the NFC Championship on the fact that they drafted Jordan Love in the first round last year? No, that's not the two things are completely unrelated. I understand Aaron's ticked, but Aaron can't be ticked about them drafting Jordan Love and then not winning the NFC Championship, because that's on the Packers who were on the field. It's not Jordan Love's fault. It's not the GM's fault. It's about how they played in the second half. So maybe he doesn't like the general manager. How many of us have ever not really liked our bosses or agreed with our boss's decisions? Who, my hand's up in the air. I mean, I'll keep my hand up in the air the entire time. I just don't know that that means all of a sudden that you have to kowtow to his demands. If it's just, maybe it's just about money, and that would be the easy way to fix it. But I can understand a general manager and a front office not wanting to be held hostage by a player because he's unhappy. At some point, you're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers. So if he threatens to retire, well, then maybe you just let him.
I think it more has
to... Hi, Brian.
Hi, sorry. I think it more has to do with the fact that they haven't drafted an offensive player in the first round since 2011. Like, so it's become this...
Except for Jordan Love.
Well, Jordan Love, yeah. It's become this repeated pattern, though, of not supporting him. And I think that's where...
If that's how you define support, again, the team they had was the best offense in the league last year.
It was good enough to get there, and I think that's to his point, though. It's like, I'm getting you this far every year. We're at least in the divisional round every single year. We're a 12-4 or above team every year. And then yet every year you don't address the offensive line to make it better. You don't bring in new receivers. You don't bring in more running backs. That's more of a situation. And then the guy you finally do draft,
the draft is
a quarterback.
The draft is not the only way to build a team. And if I remember correctly, that offensive line blocked for the top running back in the NFL the year before.
It did. But then again, with situations like that too, when you don't draft running back depth, Aaron Jones is now beat up by the time the playoffs come, and he's not there for another big offensive game.
But draft is not the only way to build your team. They're back-to-back 13-3 seasons. We're not talking about a roster that's devoid of talent.
You're completely correct with that. I think, though, his point, though, and the draft is not the only way to build a team. His point, though, to me makes sense when he complains that you don't draft offensive players, and then the first guy you draft in his tenure out of offense in the first round is his replacement.
Okay, I get that part. I get. I don't think they should have drafted Jordan Love, and they certainly didn't need to move up to get him. So yes, I understand. But if he's going to hang on to that and be upset about that now, or is it just leverage to get more guaranteed money? Right.
And at the end of the day, if you're uncomfortable with them drafting Jordan Love, just don't let him play. Play well. They're not going to play
him
until you fall apart.
He did. Yeah. I mean, he absolutely made sure Jordan Love did not see the field.
Don't give them a reason to put him on the field.
Exactly. If you're afraid of competition, well, first of all, Aaron Rodgers is not. He loves competition. But I just, at some point, he's going to have to let it go. If that's still what's bothering him, he's just going to have to let it go. But clearly he doesn't like the general manager. At least that's been the report. All right, so we'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227. Surprisingly, at least surprising to me, the results of the poll are, well, they're swift, at least among those of you who are voting early. They're swift and they're decisive. So check it out on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and then on our Facebook page as well. Did you put a post on Facebook? Brian, yes, no, maybe so. Thumbs up, yes, no. Okay, he's going to put a post up on Facebook so that you can answer there as well. It's essentially just a poll so that you don't have to come up with your own creative thought. Meanwhile, I have zero written down for my CBS Sports Minute. And so I'm going to have to do that during this break. Yikes. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So you can weigh in if you want on social media, or you can just take our poll. We've got a poll up, and I think it's the early results are interesting. The early returns. Shall we call them the early exit polls? No, we shall not, because that's got some bad juju for a lot of people. So the early returns are surprising me, or two camps that are kind of out in front, but one is taking the lead. the rabbit in the horse race. There's one rabbit in the horse race. We'll see whether or not that rabbit has the stamina to stay out in front. But Brian has now put a post up on our Facebook page as well, so check it out there. After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And before we get back to your calls, just want to remind you that Jordan Spieth came out with a 63 in the first round of the Byron Nelson Championship. He calls it home. He's happy to be there. And coming up on Saturday on CBS, the PGA Tour will be there in Texas along with the national spotlight, a fantastic field that includes world number one Dustin Johnson along with Spieth. And they're at the Byron Nelson all weekend. The live coverage starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's noon Pacific Saturday on CBS. 855-212-4227. Thomas is in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning to you. This is Thomas from Atlanta. I reached out to you the other day, and I talked to you about a hypothetical trade to Aaron Rodgers in Cleveland. Then I heard something about that on SportsCenter where there was a conversation. But I just want to give you this real quick. Basically, both ends have made...
Wait, there's no conversation. There's no way. It was a hypothetical.
Yeah. He talked about there's a phone call or something made between Cleveland and Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
On the TV show.
Yeah, I don't...
But,
whatever.
But, I mean, I understand. All right, but what I wanted to get at, though, is both sides have messed up in this argument. From a corporation standpoint, I totally agree with you. You can't let one person dictate your team and your roster and hold you captive. And then on the other side of the ball, from an Aaron Rodgers standpoint, I don't feel like they have been aggressive enough to give him what he needed. And you can build a team otherwise, because A.B. was out there and several other receivers that they could have possibly tried to get in order to give him a secondary target. Devontae Adams is definitely a great receiver, but if you put somebody on the other side of the ball, they can't double team.
Wait, hold on. So Aaron Rodgers has 50 touchdown passes, 18 of them to Devontae Adams, and somehow that's not enough? He needed more than that? The man had a career season. It was not the offense. The offense was fine. I don't understand how, like, what could you possibly needed in another receiver that would have been so much better than what Rodgers and the offense did last year?
When we're talking about your MVP and what he wants to make him happy, Tom Brady had the whole house thrown in his way. I mean, he had weapons in every position.
Right, and they won the Super Bowl largely based on the strength of their defense. I mean, I get it. Tom Brady played fine when he had to. He played well in some games. But in the NFC Championship, he had 3 second-half interceptions. The defense freaking killed it for the Bucs in their Super Bowl run. It's a team sport. It's not just about making Aaron Rodgers happy. And then I think back to, you have an MVP, a career season. Devontae Adams has 18 touchdowns, leads the NFL. You're the top offense in the league. How, if you're Aaron Rodgers, can you be unhappy?
He can be unhappy because he still feels that he needs a secondary target.
Oh, my gosh.
And another running back.
Okay.
That they could have gotten through free agency if they moved aggressively.
All right. And so how much better should their offense be then than what they were last year?
Well, you want to rip to try to be the best offense you can be and get better at every position every time to the best of your ability. But I don't see where they took the chance to try to be better.
So you think they didn't do anything? They just, whatever.
They did what they did, but I don't feel like they kept him in the loop and they weren't aggressive.
Since when do they need to keep him in the loop?
Because when you got an MVP quarterback of that stature, you need to do so. Everybody in the league does it.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure that's why Russell Wilson was ticked, because he didn't feel like he was in the loop.
Well, that's every team has a different situation and whatnot. I understand that too. But when you got your Tom Brady's and your Aaron Rodgers of the world and Mahomes, I guarantee those guys are in the conversation somehow, some way. Whether they make the decision or not, they're in the conversation. At least let them know, hey, this is what direction we're going in, or we'd like to go in. What do you think? Aaron Rodgers is not getting that. And
How do you know he's not getting that?
Because if he got that ahead of time and they were talking about drafting a quarterback, he would have threw a hissy fit before the draft versus after the draft.
Even so, I understand. I agree that the Jordan Love was a reach, and I didn't think they needed to do it. But even so, the drafting of Jordan Love in the first round is not it didn't turn out to be a detriment and didn't turn out to be a major issue. The offense was not the problem. Well, until they got to the second half of the NFC Championship, but that's on the players that were on the field. I feel like a broken record. There's no way that the one guy they didn't draft in the first round instead of Jordan Love turns into the reason why they don't win the NFC Championship. It's just not, you can't make that straight line draw. It's not that simple.
That's not my point. I agree with you as well, but what I'm saying is, if you got a quarterback of the stature of Aaron Rodgers, you want to keep him happy, at least try to anyway, at least put forth the effort. And if they draft Jordan Love, trade up to go get then they hadn't talked to Aaron Rodgers in any way. They couldn't have.
So they're just never supposed to draft a quarterback ever. Again, I agree with you. They didn't need to draft Jordan Love. I'm with you there. I feel like that was a mistake. However, it did not hold them back last season. And in addition, at some point, they are going to have to either draft or sign his replacement. But you remember what happened the year that he got, was it Brett Hundley who filled in for him? I can't remember who it was. The year that he had the broken collarbone, how bad it is. So maybe they just wanted to have an option that they could groom and come along behind. It's not something that a lot of teams don't do. It's not as though no NFL team has ever done it before. In fact, he got his job that way, that exact same way. So, yeah, I can understand he's ticked. But now a year later, he's still going to be hanging on to that. For heaven's sakes, let it go.
Right, and if they had a point, well, you've definitely taken it. You exhaust every effort to try to talk to him first before you let him go. But if it's at that point, you trade him. You trade him and get the best assets back. That's
why. But why trade him? He's the MVP. He just had a great season. Why trade him?
If he's pissed and he's not going to give
you 100%. Oh, come on. When Aaron Rodgers gets on the field, what does he do? He can't stand. He wants to be the best player. He's got a huge ego. He's hyper competitive. Once he's on the field, you're getting the best of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't go out there and loaf it. Why? Because it's a reflection on him. He wants to be the best all the time. He's got an ego the size of Wisconsin. The man is not going to go out there and loaf it.
Yeah, but you bet on that he won't do it. He might just be fed up to the point where now he's going to retire or sit out.
So fine, let him.
Take that chance.
It's a good,
especially if
good thing you have Jordan Love.
Yeah, if you got Jordan Love and you feel like you're going to move away from him, you want to grab as many assets as possible and get ready for that if you can't get him to play.
It's too late now. There are no teams out there with any kind of real assets that they could get in return.
Yeah, that's why I said they both messed up, because Aaron Rodgers also pissed his hissy fit after the draft versus doing it before the draft and get where they could have had time to negotiate or possibly get one.
Again,
of those
I don't care. Thomas, maybe it's just me. I'll die on this hill. I'm not trading away the reigning MVP. Not doing it, especially when Rodgers has, I call his bluff. He has no, at this point, he would kick himself until the cows come home for retiring. After the season he had, he's going to retire and leave the money on the table that he could be making. No, I get it. Maybe he wants more money and this is how he does it. But are you kidding me? He's really going to walk away after last season when they were so close and they have a team that can compete in the NFC? That's just ridiculous. If he really wants to do that and I'm the Packers, I say, all right, man, go fly, be free, be happy.
But then they lose Aaron Rodgers and don't get nothing for it. That would be
But you're not going to get much for him now anyway. It's obviously a high-stakes game of chicken, but I don't care. I'm not going to trade away the reigning MVP just because he tells me he might retire. And we don't even know if that's the case. That's a report, but we don't know if that's accurate.
But having a reigning MVP and he won't play for you
Again, we don't know if that's true or not. It's a report, but we've heard nothing from Aaron himself, and I still don't. It doesn't make any sense why he would, if that's the case, why he would drop it after almost every team in the NFL has made plans at quarterback.
Right. And that part, I understand what you told me. Now, I side with you on that, because if he really feels the way he feels to the point of no return, he should have made some type of statement by now.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's kind of weird. The timing's odd. He knows how the NFL works. If he wanted to trade and he wanted out that badly, his timing is completely off. To me, that's not an accident.
He wasn't smart by no means in terms of that.
Yeah, and he's smart. We know Aaron Rodgers is smart.
Yeah, he's a very calculated dude. And, yeah, I agree with you on that part, but he caught between a rock and a hard place on this one. But yeah. I wouldn't want to let him go and get nothing.
They're not going to let him go. He's under contract. He can retire if he wants, but not going to let him go.
Well, what I meant by retire, if he retires or sits out and get nothing for him, that would be my...
Right.
I think that's the worst scenario.
What's worse than not getting a new contract, not getting anything from the one that you actually have?
But do you think he's broke? He has a lot of money.
No, I don't think he's broke, but I think he wants to play, Thomas. I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to retire.
Yeah, well...
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, that's just one of the things we just got to wait it out. Just got to wait it out because, like you said, there's no logical reason for none of this.
No, it's all ridiculous. All right, Thomas, have a great day in Atlanta.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
I mean, I feel like we're going around in circles. We are going around in circles. And I know there's a lot that's been reported. I know there's a lot that's been speculated, but it makes zero sense to me that right now a hyper-competitive Aaron Rodgers who just won an MVP would walk away. No way. No way. Not with the way the season ended. If they'd won a Super Bowl, yes, but they didn't. And they also fell short on their own field in the most embarrassing way possible. And Rodgers knows it. There's no way he wants to walk away after that. There's no way. And so I call his bluff. I waited out. I mean, dude, if you want to retire, well, go ahead. But guess what? When you try to come back a year later, oh, we still own your rights. We still have you under contract. All right. I got to go fudge my way through. Don't tell the boss. I'm going to go record my CBS Sports Minute.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Ever since my retirement, I've maintained this itch to get back into football, and the time has finally come. The Broncos have brought me back and afforded me the opportunity of a lifetime, a summer internship. You know, I thought my resume was pretty extensive. I mean, I have beaten all 32 NFL teams, but I've learned that not even a Hall of Famer knows everything. You know, a lot of people think that an internship is just busy work and coffee runs, but if you really show your hard work and initiative, you just may get rewarded with an important, important job. Oh, okay, you just sent over the Broncos 2021 schedule? Okay, I'll pull it up right now. All right, I beat them, destroyed them, beat them, beat them. Yeah, this looks great. I'm gonna go print it right now. Thanks. 82 hash browns, X skinny posts. Got it? Seymour Butts. No, I don't think we have a... Wait a minute. I know this voice. Eli? Eli, I told you I'm working. Don't bother me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, my gosh. Peyton Manning for the win. Denver Broncos for the win. They've hired their new summer intern and... they have a video to prove it, and that's my favorite part, where he's answering the phones at the front desk, and the person on the other end of the line asks for Seymour Butts, which, obviously, if you pronounce it out loud, you know it's a prank call. And
Seymour Butts.
Now, see, this is way more fun than talking about Aaron Rodgers. I walked out into the newsroom, and I said, I'm starting to hate Aaron Rodgers. The guy hasn't said a word, and I'm starting to hate him just because this storyline is blah.
82 hash browns, X skinny post. Got
Ooh,
it?
I could eat some hash browns. I could house some hash browns right now, actually. So Peyton Manning, if you haven't seen it, it's the Denver Broncos schedule release video with a twist. The schedule's at the very end. For the most part, you don't even see the schedule. It's not about the schedule. But it's had more views than any other team's schedule release video, if you're keeping score at home. Ha ha. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. for CBS. I appreciate that many of you are saying that you would wait out Aaron Rodgers, and I would too. That's my response. I waited out. And according to multiple reports, they are negotiating or at least talking about a contract extension or at least a renegotiation that features more money. And so if I'm of the front office or the general manager, regardless of everything that's swirling around, regardless of the rumors, the speculation, I do nothing. Same thing as the Texans with Deshaun Watson in Houston. Same thing with the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson. You don't have to do anything. And the Seahawks and Pete Carroll spoke to Russ and John Schneider. They spoke to Russ. They tried to clear the air. They tried to work it out. And ultimately, they did not give him a new contract. And they did not trade him, even though they had 3 first-round picks on the table for him. No, they want Russell Wilson as their quarterback, and he's under contract. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is serious about retiring, I swear I will lose all respect for him. Are you kidding me? This is how you're going to go out because you don't get your way? It's like a petulant child, or you don't love football that much, one or the other. There's no way. So if the Packers can come to an agreement where they give him some guaranteed money, fine. But there's no place to trade him right now where you're going to get what you want for him because almost every team in the league is set at quarterback. We could go through the various teams in the NFL, and not only do they not have the assets that they had prior to the draft, but there aren't as many teams that you might think that are willing to flip their quarterback or flip assets to trade for Aaron Rodgers or kind of that ship has sailed for the most part. There may be others. So I agree with those of you who say wait him out or pay him. I mean, these teams have got the money. If you want to pay him, then pay him. But I don't know that they have to do anything, though I hope they can work it out because I think an NFL with a happy and productive Aaron Rodgers, although I guess he could be mad and still be productive. We know he plays better with a chip on his shoulder. That's good for the NFL, and they've had back-to-back 13-3 seasons. They were the number one seed in the NFC this past year, had the only bye in the conference. There's no chance in hell that I trade the reigning MVP. I don't care how unhappy he is. No way. Absolutely not. 855-212-4227. Richard is in South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. First of all, I completely agree with you 100% to trade Aaron Rodgers just because he's so-called unhappy, if he is in fact unhappy, is ridiculous. And for the last 2 callers, they strike me as people that you could give them $1 million and they wouldn't like it because it was in $10 bills. So I figured I would call you and ask your outside perspective, being that you are the sports goddess, and tell me what you think about my Carolina Panthers this year.
Well, here's what I think about the Panthers. I think they're in a really difficult division, obviously. The NFC South is still, not only does it have the reigning Super Bowl champions, but you think about the other fresh kind of perspective that they brought in. Arthur Smith with Atlanta, I mean, there may be a learning curve there, but I think he's going to infuse some energy there. And I do believe that their offense has got such great weapons, too, that they're a force to be reckoned with yet again. You think about the Saints. I know that they are trying to replace a Hall of Famer, but at least they've got 2 guys that have been in the system. I'm a big believer in Sean Payton. I do think Matt Rhule is a good coach. I think guys want to play for him. I do not think the final chapter's been written on Sam Darnold, and it's just a matter of how quickly can he get assimilated, can he stay healthy. They obviously need to have Christian McCaffrey be healthy and on the field all season. That's a major piece that was missing last year. Their defense has been rebuilt, and with young talent, guys that are ferocious and tough and have great motors because they're younger and obviously cheaper because a lot of them are coming through the draft and are still in their rookie deals. So there's a lot to like. It's just it's an uphill climb in the NFC South.
I appreciate that. Do you think, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but do you think that they will coming out of the rebuilding at least be able to compete this year. I'm not asking for, you know, to win the division or nothing, but still not to be a slouch. Do you think they're going to be able to compete?
Yes, I do think they should be able to compete, primarily because of the defense. So the defense will get another year better, and we really saw them play well, I thought, later in the season start to come together. And also, I believe that if Christian McCaffrey's healthy, he's a weapon. So he was missing most of last season, and get it, they didn't have any real need to get him back out in the field. Like there wasn't a, you know, great sense of urgency, though he was disappointed. But man, regardless of what you think of the rest of the team, he's a force to be reckoned with and changes the defensive game plan of everybody that has to then face the Panthers. So yes, if he's healthy, they're already better.
And I thank you for that. And I just wanted to change the subject so you get a chance to talk about something a little more pleasant than the rest of these people who care whether he plays, Aaron Rodgers plays the hokey pokey or not. I mean, it's, you know, one way or another, he's a talented quarterback. I love Aaron Rodgers, but I agree with you 100%. You know, a lot of people seem to forget that he came in and did the same thing that's happening right now with Brett Favre, you know, and it's just kind of like whether he plays or not, I wouldn't trade him. I mean, it's just call it stubborn football, call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's ridiculous.
I wouldn't trade him either. And I am stubborn. That is one of my character traits, for better or for worse. But
and
also,
that's why we love you. And good luck on your marathon season coming up, or your half marathon.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to train. We'll see. If the half goes well in the fall, I finally found one to run this fall. If it goes well, I am going to commit to a full, but I got to do the half first.
Yes, ma'am. And you have a good morning, and, you know, keep pounding, go Panthers.
All right, Richard. Great to talk to you. I feel better now. I feel better we got to talk about something else. No, I think it's fascinating. The whole thing is fascinating, and it's even more dramatic because we haven't heard from Aaron and because we don't actually know what's truth and what's not. He obviously knows that all the conversation's swirling. He probably likes the pressure that the Packers front office is feeling. But there's no way. There's no way he retires. And even if he does, let's just say he actually is stubborn enough and he does it, he walks away. Guess what? If he ever wants to come back and play, well, he's going to have to wait multiple years before he's out from underneath the Packers. So, yeah, it's a gamble. It's a risky gamble. But if he wants to see it through, I'm sure Jeopardy would love to have him. Could you imagine the reigning NFL MVP up and retires to host Jeopardy? At least that's how we'll remember it. That's how history will remember it. We've got 1 hour to go. I'm actually stunned. I didn't expect us to go so quickly through those 3 hours. But man, I love debates and I love arguing, obviously. That's from my dad's side of the family. And so it works well. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.